20 10. scouts were there.
They played a very good game against a very good team.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Well, I think we competed.
Are you ready?
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Join along with me is my co-host, Mr. Martin. Mr. Martin, pretty exotic week last week for Arabian Sports. Like, we're going to break it down today. Can you kind of start us off with some sports, some names to talk about, some games to talk about as well going from last week?
Yeah, for sure. Let's start that off, Liam. Well, I think the first thing, too, just to mention that alongside the games, it was the weather, too. I mean, we actually didn't have a coaches show last Monday because the girls' softball team was supposed to play Franklin, so that kind of started the week. Then they ended up moving that one, and I don't think that's actually been rescheduled. It was rescheduled for Wednesday and then never was made up from that point. So I guess we can start with softball since we were talking about that, and that's the reason we weren't with you guys last week. So the last coaches show was 2 weeks ago on April 20th. But let's start things off with softball day. Didn't play, of course, that Monday, but then they played Tuesday against Kokomo and run ruled Kokomo 16-1. So I know Kokomo not having the strongest season, I guess, but that's still a confidence booster for the Lady Arabian softball team. And then they follow that up with a game on Thursday at home against Noblesville and won 16-14. So a very, 30-run game, was obviously back and forth throughout. And Noblesville, I think, was a top 15 team at the time, so still an impressive win for sure for Pendletonites. So those two, Liam, the two wins of the week, we can talk about the one loss in HSC as well. But for them to go 2-1, I think you probably know on the baseball team, you want to win your conference games. They didn't have one of those last week with obviously Franklin was just a county opponent too. So kind of an off week, I guess, for Lady Ravens to not have any of those conference matchups. But they have a lot of those back ended towards this part of the schedule. They have a lot coming up in the next couple of weeks. But yeah, overall, I thought it was a decent week for softball. I mean, I know their record 8-11 below 500 right now, but I think they're looking to improve things, and we'll talk about sectional as well in that draw. But yeah, Liam, those are the two games that kind of stood out to me, and then we'll talk about HSC real quick. They lost 11-1 to the Royals on Friday night, so got run ruled in five there. But HSC, which top 15 team, beat Noblesville at home and then followed that up with a top 10 team, even top five, I think, threatening that for HSC on Friday evening. So not the way Lady Arabians wanted to end the week, but overall not really a terrible way to go about last week.
Yeah, and obviously, like, going further into the Noblesville game, April 25th, they had this little Carmel invite that they played in. They lost to Noblesville 11-2 in that tournament, and then they come back 5 days later and they beat them 16-14. So that's one way to come back after an unfortunate loss to beating them. And now, like some other sports here, girls tennis, they had a match against LaPel. They won that one 4-1. They also had a match against Hamilton Heights. They won that one 5-0. Great week there for girls varsity tennis. Also, boys varsity golf. They took on Franklin High School on April 29th. They beat them by a total score of 149-176. And then they also had a meet against Delta on April 28th. They won that 142-163. Pendletonites, top 20 team in the state. They are looking very good, led by Hayden Fox and Quentin Carey and all those guys playing in great work there.
And Liam, you mentioned some of the scores. I feel like you mentioned the Delta score, 142-163. I mean, that means they won by 21 shots. So, I mean, that's just good that you have players like Hayden Fox, who I know, has stepped up in a big way, obviously a basketball player and golf as well. So a multi-sport athlete here at Pendleton Heights. And it just goes to show that the consistency, I think Coach Shetterly, I know for golf is, I think he's been here for a couple of years, but I feel like he's gotten the most out of his guys. And like you said, too, being a top team in the state and kind of threatening that, I think their sectional, I believe, is coming up here pretty soon as well. So I think they're kind of rounding into form the way they should be. The way they're playing so well right now is something you want to see for this boys golf team. So hopefully they continue keeping that up. And it's been a really impressive start to their continuing on their season so far.
Yeah, and also boys and girls track, they had one lone meet this week, Zionsville invite, and the teams were Harrison High School out in West Lafayette, Whiteland Community High School, Zionsville, obviously. And
I believe it was a Westfield too. I think I saw it was Westfield and Pendletonite. So I think it's a five-way meet. But I know our own Vincent Davis of the sports staff, he was talking to me, I know, last week, and was talking about how he wanted, and he had his PR there, personal record last year. So it's a meet that with schools like that can compete in the sectional and regional, and as you continue on the track season. So I think that was one that Middle Knights, I think, you know, I don't know if we had the results, but I think that they did pretty well. And again, even if it wasn't the best meet, it's still a chance to go up against some of those top programs in the state of Indiana. So overall, I think it was a successful Friday night, and it was good to kind of have practice throughout the week to kind of round up into a form to be running your best on Friday night in a meet like that was definitely something they were looking to do last week.
Yeah, very chaotic week by weather also. So
for sure,
teams not able to get as many games in. But going on to baseball now, they had a chaotic week. You know, supposed to play Mount Vernon Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Lawrence North Thursday, LaPel Friday. Weather canceled Tuesday and Wednesday. They played a doubleheader Thursday against Mount Vernon. They did sweep Mount Vernon, and they did beat LaPel on Friday. So three games in less than 24 hours there for them. It's really tricky to do that, but in the end, they pulled it out and did it.
Right. And Liam, I know you're obviously on the team too, so it's kind of nice to you guys have, you know, I don't, you know, not jinxing anything, but you know, 1-5 in a row, it's really a good season you guys have put together. I mean, up 10-4 right now. I know this week is definitely a crucial week, which we'll get to in the closing segment as well. But overall, those wins, yeah, like you said, sweeping Mount Vernon, I know that's the crosstown rival in any sport. You want to be able to beat Mount Vernon for it to happen here at home. But it goes to show, Liam, too, I know I talked to you. You said you guys were playing until like 11 p.m. So think about that. You guys are probably tired. It's game two, but you still came out with it. And that was actually the more resounding win. You won 7-5 in the first game and then won 6-1. So follow that up with a nice 5-run victory there in game two on Thursday night. So it's nice when it's at home and you guys thought you were going to be on the road for that doubleheader on Wednesday and then eventually got scheduled to Thursday here at home against, obviously here at Pendleton Heights and Bill Stout Field. And then follow that up, like you said, three games in 24 hours with a 7-6 win over LaPel. So that's just a really impressive week you guys put together. And just to look at that, you know, even just like the box scores, the pitching was consistent, hitting. You guys are hitting the ball really well. I mean, I think there's, I know Zion Palmieri, our sports director, he said something about that Shelbyville game being one of the best games he called. And that was, of course, last week. But since we didn't have a coach's show to kind of recap that, you know, 11-10, you know, Shelbyville won the night before 10-4 against you guys. And then 11-10 came back with a resounding win there at home against Shelbyville. So really, this has been a fun team to watch. I know we've not covered as many games as you guys have been on the road quite a bit and been some scheduling conflicts, but it's been fun to, you know, keep looking at the scores, keep seeing those wins, and hopefully you guys are continuing to round into shape as you still have, you know, quite a few games till sectional, but it's good that you guys are playing so well right now.
Yeah, 10-4 in the year, 6-2 in conference play, tied for first.
I think with Greenfield, right? Which you guys
with
play.
With Greenfield.
Right.
And we'll get to them in the later segments. Yeah. And tied with Shelbyville as well. Shelbyville actually played New Palestine at Victory Field this little, like, I forget what it's called, but it was just like a little invite thing. It was like Westfield played there, and then New Palestine, Shelbyville. Shelbyville won that game 1-0. Smith for Shelbyville threw a complete game shutout for them.
That's
kind of exciting for Pendleton Heights' standpoint that
right.
We can go out and we can score 3-4 runs off Ayne Smith, where Ayne Smith's pitching really good against these really tough teams in New Pal and teams like that.
For sure. And I think this week, like you said, you just alluded to, Liam, but yeah, with the, you know, I think it's Shelbyville 6-2 as well. So you guys are in a, you know, three-way tie for first. So I will talk about that in the closing segment, but hopefully you guys are set up to at least, you know, compete and contend for that conference title, which I know Coach Vosburgh wants. Obviously all of you guys on the baseball team want as well. So hopefully that's a good start to this week and be able to, you know, obviously here at home on Tuesday, I believe, right? And then Wednesday going to Greenfield. So hopefully one of those. It's always a rivalry like Mount Vernon, and Greenfield is no different for sure when it comes to Pendleton Heights and Greenfield getting together. So hopefully it's another successful week for the baseball team.
Well, on that note, we will end this first segment here. We'll let you guys get some player and coaches interviews, let them talk for you guys for a little bit. And now we'll take a quick break. And whenever you guys return, you guys will have some interviews. And then obviously next week's sports coming up right here on the Arabian Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oaklandon, 765-221-2082.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by RE/MAX Legacy Nick and Leanne Rogers, located at 6692 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-617-9420.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show. My name is Trevor Martin, and I'm joined by the varsity baseball coach here at Pendleton Heights, Coach Matt Vosberg. Coach, how are you this morning?
Living the dream. How about you?
Doing well. Doing really well. Thank you for asking. All right, we'll get into the questions here. So right now, your team is 10-4, 6-2 in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. What stood out most to you about your team so far to this point in the season?
Yeah, I think that we've shown a lot of growth from the first week to this week. Mm-hmm. We knew going into the season there would be some learning curves with the turnover of a huge senior class into this year, and we've been really pleased with the steady improvement over the course of the year. There's some things that this team has that other teams just in the past, like every team has their strengths and their weaknesses. One of the things that this team has really impressed with, has impressed me with, is just their competitive edge and their fight. We've been down multiple times throughout the course of the year. You going back to game one, you know, down 4-0 to start in that first inning, come back and secure a win against a conference opponent. We've been down 6-0 against Shelbyville, coming back and securing another win against a really good conference opponent. We were down 3-0 against LaPel on Friday. We came back and scored a win against a county rival. So there's been just really those types of moments have really stood out to me about just this team's willingness to never give up, to compartmentalize, to try to win inning by inning, to not let a scoreboard dictate how you play the game. And that's been really a good characteristic of a team. You can't really some teams have that and some teams don't. This team seems to have that competitive edge and not wanting to fold in a game. And that's been a lot of fun to be a part of because, you know, tight games coming back from you know, early deficits, that's going to be a trait that's going to serve a team well long term as we get closer and closer to the postseason and to finish out a conference race.
Right, for sure. And you mentioned obviously your team has had success in those close games. So something I wanted to touch on here as well is right now you're tied for first currently with Shelbyville. Like you said, you split the series with them last week, and then Greenfield Central, who you play obviously this week on Tuesday, Wednesday. And we'll get to that in a second. But since you're tied for first with them, what has allowed this group to compete at that level of consistency to be able to be tied for first right now?
Exactly what we just talked about, just that we've got pitching depth, so we feel like we've got a good shot to win every single game because of the types of arms that we are able to put up against our competition. We've got an offensive approach where guys are willing to do the things that are required for a team to score runs in high school baseball. Some of the averages for certain guys may not be, you know, in the threes where obviously guys want to be, but if you look at the productive outs, the quality at bats that they have, it's misleading about how effective and how well guys are truly hitting for us right now. There's an unselfishness at the plate. There's a competitive edge on the mound, and there's a grittiness to our defense. And I think all of those things, when you combine that with a team that just enjoys being with each other, that enjoys doing things outside of baseball together, that's something that is special with a team. And I think that there's a lot of pieces that are, you know, falling into place with these guys. And all that means nothing, though, is if you don't go out this week and continue to battle and continue to prove that. You know, you've got a big test this week. We've got four games on tap that it's a gauntlet of a week with Westfield tonight, and then obviously two tough matchups with Greenfield for pretty much, you know, top of the conference race. Right. And so we've got to be ready to play. And so all those things matter, but all the things that we've done so far hopefully set us up for success this week.
Right, Coach, you kind of just alluded to it as well, too, with four games this week with Westfield, obviously a top team every year, and the Greenfield Central with a chance to be number one in the conference, and then finishing that up with a home game against Lebanon on Friday. How do you approach a week like this when you've had, you know, those tournaments, you've had that tournament in Tennessee to start the year? You've had a lot of similar kind of weeks like this, but how do you continue to approach a week like this with big games for sure?
Well, we've got a lot of guys that we can turn to on the mound, and that's been the nice thing. You know, Coach P's done a really good job of developing our pitching program-wide, not just varsity arms, but just program-wide. And so for us to, you know, be confident in whatever arm we throw out, you know, we've faced, you know, some of the Hamilton County schools before, some of those HCC schools. We have a kind of a game plan that we like to go to when we face those types of guys. And so we believe that we've got a matchup tonight that's going to keep them off balance. That's going to hopefully induce a lot of weak contact. We just need to make sure that we continue our offensive approach that we've had success with this year. We can't take a game off. We've got to win inning by inning. And when we set up our pitching rotation for a week, oftentimes weather does dictate that. You know, we kind of look ahead to tomorrow, and tomorrow looks pretty rough weather-wise. Yeah. And so it doesn't change anything that we do today. But, you know, the moving throughout the rest of the week, it could change some things for us. You know, we had a doubleheader last week where nobody else had to play a doubleheader with Mount Vernon. You know, every other conference team played Tuesday, Wednesday. We had to play two Thursday. So both of our top arms had to go 2 days past when, you know, other conference opponents were playing and throwing their arms. And so, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to maybe push a game back for us, you know, selfishly this week. It just gives our guy an extra day of rest. But either way, both guys are going to be ready to go Tuesday, Wednesday this week. That's how we've game planned it, because you can't play the weatherman. You can't play the meteorologist here and try to guess as to what is going to happen weather-wise. But because of our pitching depth, we feel real confident in terms of how we can get through a week like this. We've got four starters ready to go. Throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday for us this week. And who knows, we may even try to get a fifth game. And we know we've lost three games so far this year.
Right.
And we want to make sure that we're maximizing our opportunities to play baseball. And so if it means a jam-packed game, we'll bring up who we need to bring up from our lower levels. That's what they're there for. And we'll fill out our bench and we'll go play baseball. Because again, we only have a 2 month season. You know, we practice for 8 months out of the year and play for two. So we're going to make sure we play as much as we can.
Which makes total sense. So Coach, you kind of alluded to it as well. Where have you seen kind of the most improvements? You mentioned the pitching depth, a lot of areas on this team that have seen improvement from the start to now, but where would you say is the biggest area of improvement you've seen from game one to where we're at right now?
Yeah, just confidence. I mean, we've had guys that, again, at some point I'm going to stop saying it, but like we had a lot of turnover. We, you know, the game one, I looked out on the infield and not a single person had played a varsity inning at that position the entire, entire career. Yeah. So settling in and understanding roles and executing those roles to the highest level, guys kind of have a feel of where they fall now. You know, going into the season, there were a lot of question marks that guys had. You know, what is going to be my role and how does that look game one and how does that change into week two? And, you know, if I struggle, you know, then and somebody gets an opportunity over me because I'm struggling, will I still be a good teammate? Will I still battle? Will I still work to compete to get my spot back? And we've seen all those things happen this year. And so that internal competition, but still having the desire to want to see your team succeed, even if it's not you on a game day, you know, that's a maturity level that most people don't have. And it's not easy, right? Because you want to be the guy. Who doesn't want to be the guy getting innings? Who doesn't want to be the guy getting at bats? But understanding that there's a developmental piece, that there is a competitive piece, that some guy's going to be hot and you ride that hot hand while you can. The season of baseball and high school baseball is so short. You know, if you go to the majors, you go to college, you've got, you know, 40 games, 50 games at the college level. You've got 160 some games at the major league level, right? You've got these opportunities to work through slumps. You've got opportunities to work through mistakes. In high school baseball, you're in win now mode at the varsity level. You know, we got to ride the hot hand, because the hot hand might go for 3 weeks and that 3 weeks is half the season, you know? So, it's a very delicate balance to try to maintain guys' confidence, but also understand that we're trying to win and we're going to put our best nine out there, whoever that best nine is in that moment. And so, to support your teammates when it might not be you on a given day, and then still be ready when your number is ultimately called. That team dynamic, that finding success in other people's success, you know, finding that same kind of joy that it would be if it was your success, and transferring that joy to somebody else and showcasing that joy for somebody else. That's a next level mindset. It's not easy. But I think that we've got guys right now that just want to win. And so that confidence that, hey, when my number is called, it can be me to help that team win. But when it's not, I want to see somebody else get that job done for us so that we put a W in the column. So I just think that confidence, that team vibe, that family mentality has really cemented itself over the last couple of weeks, and it's been fun to be a part of.
Right, for sure. And kind of looking ahead specifically to these next couple of games, not that, I mean, the two most important for sure, I mean, with this week being Greenfield on Tuesday and Wednesday, and, you know, as you saw last night with the draw being, you know, seeing them in sectional as well, does that kind of change your philosophy and strategy, seeing them two times this week and then knowing that you're going to see them first round of sectional?
No, not too much, because we still want to win conference.
Well, right.
Yeah. So we're going to put our best face forward,
right,
and trust that our stuff is going to be better than their stuff. And then when it comes time to sectional, we're going to run right back at them, you know? Right. And so it's a win every game mindset right now, because we are, you know, if we were at the bottom of conference, maybe we would keep a top arm back and then show them, you know, something different in sectional. But that's actually kind of what we ended up having to do naturally last year. The pitcher that we threw, Jackson, you know, he wasn't actually eligible during the season just for transfer rules. And so they didn't see him, and then he kept him off balance all game long. Unfortunately, we couldn't put a run on the board that day, but he pitched a very, very good game and did everything that he needed to do to win that game. But this year, you know, with us where we're at right now, being at the top of the conference, going into this series against somebody else who we're tied with at the top of the conference, that's always one of our goals. And so with a goal that's in shot right now, we're going to put all of our cards on the table and try to win those two games and then let sectional be sectional.
Right.
When we're both going to be in the same boat. We're going to put best on best for game one, and we'll see who comes out on top. But You know, the draw kind of dictated that, right? So, you know, in sectional, they're going to put their best face forward. We're going to put our best face forward.
Right.
Round two of sectional is a little bit different, right? Because if you've thrown a top arm, you're trusting that your number two is better than their number two, you know? And so it gets really kind of, you know, it's a strategic kind of play in game two, or you know, depending on who you draw game one, or you know, where you fall in the bracket. If you get that bye, you know, it does change a lot. You know, pitch counts make a difference too. So you know, if a guy in the way that this bracket is looking, you know, in terms of the schedule,
right,
for sectional, the opening game is going to be on a Wednesday is kind of how it's laid out. Again, this isn't terribly confirmed yet, but it, right now, not with, including weather, you would have to keep a pitcher under 80 pitches to bring him back for the championship. And so there's some little games within the game type of thing that baseball has to deal with that other sports might not have to. And that's just the nature of the beast. You know, in basketball, you're going to throw your best five out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right, exactly, Saturday, yeah, you know, whatever right days you got to do. But in baseball, you're testing your depth, especially pitching, because pitching is really what drives any postseason run. So, but for this week, you know, we're putting our best nine out there Tuesday and Wednesday, because we have a goal of winning conference, and to win conference, that's what we got to do.
Right, for sure. And as you kind of alluded to, what are some specific keys to success you want to see your team, especially, I mean, focusing on those two games in Greenfield and Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah, we've got to be able to pitch and keep them off balance. We've got to score, you know, typically if we score three or more runs in a game, we've got a really good shot to win, especially against teams in conference when you're facing top arms. You know, we feel like our top arms are going to keep teams under three. If we can hit that three or more mark, we've typically found success in conference. There's few times where we don't score more than three runs and lose a game. So we scratch and claw early in the game. You know, we play a little small ball. It's, you know, small ball is, it's a kind of a misleading name. It's not really small ball. It's aggressive baseball. It just in a, we're just keeping things on the infield, right, and hitting and doing, moving the baseball in ways that allow for us to put some pressure on the defense. But we've got, you know, if we can, again, score those three runs, play some solid defense. We do need to play a little bit better defense than we have the last couple of games. We've made some errors. We've made some mental mistakes. We've not covered bags. We've made some errant throws. So if we're locked in defensively, we're continuing to throw strikes and allowing our defense to make plays, I think we're going to be in a good shot to you know, move closer to one of our goals with a successful week this week.
For sure. Yeah, and Coach, we'll wrap up with this question here. Finally, what message have you been emphasizing to the players as you head into this very important stretch of the season with a few weeks left until sectional?
This is the most fun part of the season for us, right? It's the most competitive part of the season. The way that our schedule is set up is, you know, we typically see some of our tougher games here in the first couple of weeks of May. And in the last couple of years, we've not found success. So like last year, for instance, we ended up, you know, splitting with Mount Vernon after a really good start to our program. And then we ended up losing to LaPel in the county championship game. And so it kind of took some wind out of our sails. This last week, we were able to sweep Mount Vernon and we were able to beat LaPel Friday night. So there's some opportunities for us to do some things that previous teams haven't been able to do. Last year, we got swept by Greenfield. This year, we want to return the favor. Last year, we got swept by New Pal. We want to return the favor. And the reality is that you're closer to a goal that a lot of teams in the last couple of years haven't been to. So that should provide all the motivation, as long as we're staking, you know, continuing to do the things that have gotten us here in this position in the first place. You're about ready to have some fun baseball. So we come in locked in every day. We got less than a month of baseball in the regular season to play together. You know, we got a couple seniors that we want to send out on the right foot. We've got to stay locked in. You know, those spring sports are difficult sometimes because seniors are looking already to the next level. So you've got to keep them focused. We've got to keep them locked in. We've got to keep them understanding what our goals are as a team. And I think we've got a good senior group right now that are focused and are hungry and want to see the program have some success, and they want to taste that themselves. So, you know, it's about staying together. It's about staying focused. It's about staying competitive. And I think we're going to be able to do all those things.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me, Coach. I appreciate it.
Yep, you bet.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters and from Financial Enhancement Group. Retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com. This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Force Tech.
visual design, production, and rentals, located at 2181 Royal Drive in Greenfield. Their phone number is 317-586-2844 or online at force.tech.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this interview on today's Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm your host, Zion Palmieri, joined alongside head varsity coach of the Arabian softball team. How you doing today?
Good, you, Zion?
I'm doing good. So starting off, it's been a busy week here at Pennell tonight, so we'll start off with the kind of non-directly softball-related stuff. You had four seniors honored for being in the top 10% of the class of 2026. What does that strike out to you as a coach?
Oh, that's pretty impressive. You know, I've had pretty much every year there's at least one in the top 10%. But to have four, you know, that's pretty special. And I let them know that. You know, I'm very proud of them, and that's a big honor.
Yeah, and it was also prom weekend here at Pendleton Heights. For you, is that a distraction? Is it a good thing for the girls to get their eye off softball for a minute?
Well, sure it is. You know, I mean, the prom's a big thing for them girls, and to see them all get cleaned up and be excited about something is fun to watch. You know, we meet down at the park every prom day at 3:30 to take pictures with the team, and, you know, it's just a special event.
Yeah, and then to the actual softball, this week you went 2-1, one of your better weeks in recent memory. Do you believe your guys are trending in the right direction?
Well, I don't know. You know, I like to say we are, but, you know, the Noblesville game was a really, really good win for us. You know, but we kind of, let it get out of hand, too. You know, we had chances to end the game early, and we didn't. And we let light in for them, and, you know, they came storming back in the top of the seventh to make it a 16-14 ball game. But, you know, I was proud of the way the girls fought. We got down 5-0 in the first inning right off the bat with no outs. I had to switch pitchers and bring in Brindley, and, you know, she did a great job. And, you know, to get the win was very special. And then, you know, Hamilton Southeastern came in here ranked number 3 or 4. And, you know, that's a tough matchup. And, you know, I just thought we were a little flat coming off that Noblesville win.
Yeah, going back to that Noblesville win, you know, we were getting pretty excited on the broadcast. That was a top 15 team. Did your team know at the time the, like, severity of that the upset they pulled off, and did you want them to know?
Well, I'm sure they did. You know, they watched the stats or the rankings just like everybody else does, and I'm sure that, you know, they were aware that Noblesville, you know, year in and year out is a very competitive, strong team, and you know, it's a fun rivalry for us, you know, so I know they knew it, but I'm just not sure if it really sunk in, you know, with all the other activities going on the rest of the week.
Yeah, and then you're creeping up on conference play, currently 2-0. You've played the least amount of games in the Hoosier Heritage Conference. Do you think that's an advantage or a disadvantage for your team?
I think it's a disadvantage. You know, I've complained for years about the way we have our scheduling. I know the conference games are going to change going forward. With the new people that are in the conference, it looks like we'll be playing games on Tuesday nights for conference games, and we're going to spread that out and fix that to where we're not playing 5 conference games in a row.
Yeah, and then currently right now, a stat that stuck out to me is you guys are 3-7 at home. Is there a specific reason for that? Is it just the tough opponents and they happen to be here at home this year?
Well, I mean, you look at our schedule, you know, it's one of the toughest schedules in the state. You know, we're up there. I forget what the ranking is, but we're pretty high on the competition. The majority of those games, the big games, have been at home. You know, with the Horseshoe Classic coming in, you got Lake Central ranked number 1, which is probably a favorite to win the state. We played them. We played Center Grove. So, you know, it's just kind of the way it fell this year that most of the tougher teams or the higher seeded teams were at home.
Does it worry you knowing that the sectional is going to be held here this year with that in mind?
No, not really. You know, we'll have the fan support, you know, be big crowds for us. You know, and the girls like playing here. So, you know, it's going to be competition. You're a great competition at the tournament. Everybody's going to be playing their best, throwing their best. You know, and we just got to, you know, we got to make the routine plays. You know, we've been talking about this all year. This is something that we've struggled with for the last couple of years with this group of girls is, you know, the balls that should be caught, we're not making them. And then, you know, bad things happen after that. So as long as we can play like we played against Noblesville, as far as defensively wise, you know, I like the chances.
Yeah. And then, you know, start of the year, you were really mixing things up defensively to try to find something that worked. And it looked like for a minute this week, you kind of had a set thing going defensively for a while. And then obviously a few things switched here and there. I know like in the one game I called, Harley Coleman behind the plate had to step away for a minute and, you know, reasonable changes like that. But do you think you're finding more, you know, standard run of the mill, what you're going to expect for the future for this team, or is really shaky?
Oh yeah, I think so. I mean, we're, you know, 2 weeks out from the tournament draws last night, or 3 weeks out, I think it is. You know, I think I found the infield that we're going to go with, and, you know, and we're going to probably run with the outfield, you know, we're just going to have to, make the play. So, you know, we're going to continue practicing hard. We're going to on the mistakes that we're making, which is really going after a ball. You know, so, going to the fence, you know, and getting there and not being afraid of it. So, and fielding routine ground balls, you know, that's all we got to do. You know, if we play good defense, don't make mistakes. You know, the innings aren't so brutal for the pitchers, and you know, our pitchers, you know, they're doing a great job of spotting them, but when they got to throw 30 extra pitches in an inning, you know, that's tough on the night.
Yeah. And it's kind of been a tough week for your pitchers. Cause you know, to start off that Noblesville game, you've got, I believe it was Mace or Brindley Holden that had the best night for the Arabians. Josie Statzer didn't have the start she wanted to. And then you have to throw Macy Hufford to throw one pitch for the final out. Kind of been spread all over the place. Are you kind of okay with that where we're at now? Are you trying to look for someone that can close seven innings? Has anyone stuck out to you?
Yeah, we're not going to have seven inning pitcher. You know, that's just not going to, you know, happen. We're going to have to, you know, make the call early. We're going to have to make changes. We're going to have to live and die by the changes that we make. But yeah, we don't have pitchers that are going to go seven innings. You know, the good thing is that Morgan's starting to throw a little bit better, or starting to throw now. So we'll see how she is in a couple weeks, and hopefully that'll help our rotation.
Well, it was an impressive week, and we've got a lot to look forward to. Thanks for joining me, Coach.
All right, have a good day.
Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Sprunger & Sprunger Attorneys at Law. Located at 138 West State Street in Pendleton, their phone number is 463-273960 or online at sprungerandsprunger.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM, we welcome you here to this segment of the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Jackson Mayfield, the IWU commit pitcher here at Pendleton Heights. Jackson, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Liam. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So, Jackson, obviously you're a senior here. You've been at Pendleton Heights for 2 years now, transferring from Hamilton Southeastern. What's the experience been like so far?
It's been a lot better. It's a lot different than Hamilton Southeastern is. It's definitely more of a community than it is there, where at Hamilton Southeastern, you're kind of like separated in three teams, where here at Pendleton Heights, you're all like one big family and it all like works together. It's a lot better than HSC.
What made you want to come here and be a part of this program instead of HSC?
I didn't get much opportunity or playing time my 2 years at HSC, and I felt like I could do a lot better, and I heard great things from Pendleton Heights, so I just decided to come here. And
yeah. So when you first started pitching, what kind of made you think, like, I just want to pitch and I want to go to college to pitch?
Obviously, hitting got a lot harder when I got older, which was the main thing, but I've always loved pitching. I've always considered myself a pitcher first. And everything about it is just awesome from, I mean, striking guys out to, I mean, even in the days that you don't have your best stuff, it's just fun.
So far in the year, you have a 4-1 record with a 1.59 ERA. What's kind of the mindset going up to the mound, knowing that you can kind of control the game?
Whatever I have that day, whether it's my breaking ball or my changeup, whichever one's working, whichever's not, I just know that we have a great defense behind us and we have great bats in the lineup. So I just try to do my job. I got to give a lot of credit to our pitching coach, Coach P, for all the pitching calls he's made. But I just go up there and you got to have the mindset as a pitcher that you're better than the hitters in the box. So.
Yeah, so obviously us as kind of fans, I guess you could say, but obviously I'm not a fan, but we have your stats. We've seen all the games and stuff, but is there a game that really stands out to you personally this year or maybe years past on varsity that's really stood out to you?
The one that stands out to me the most is the Greenfield Central game last year in the sectional championship. That one really hurts, to lose that 1-1 nothing. But, every time I go back to any one of my starts, I mean, I had everything that game. So, I just go back and I look at that one a lot, try to feel the same stuff, have the same mindset I had going into that game. But, that's one I definitely want back.
How do you prepare between the starts, physically, mentally? Like, is there a certain preparation? Is there something that you eat before? Is, like, what's kind of the pregame ritual for you?
Pregame, I always go to the gas station. This year's been a little different. I don't like to eat a lot before my starts, but so it's just like a little bit of sandwich. I'll get a snack, and then I always go and get the same Blue Jolly Rancher C4 before every starts. That's like my ritual. I go and get that.
Yeah, and during these high-pressure situations like a sectional championship, how do you like it more with, like, runners on base, tight games, or do you like it more where it's a 0-0 game, you're not allowing runs, so other pitchers not allowing runs? Which one do you kind of like more?
Games like the sectional championship are just fun, even if I'm giving up runs. as long as they're close, it's always fun to pitch in.
So, obviously, really good pitcher, really good command. What type of pitches do you rely on the most? And, like, if you're in, like, a 3-2 count, this guy's fouling off pitch after pitch, what's kind of the pitch that you trust the most to get a big out?
Pitch I'm going to in that scenario is probably my changeup. It's just, I have a great feel for it. It's just always consistent, and it's gross.
Yeah, and looking at your stats, obviously the control stands out the most. 41 strikeouts to just 10 walks so far this year. What's been the key to commanding the zone this year?
The key's just been to get ahead on guys. I love first pitch strikes. I've thrown a lot of them this year. Just getting ahead on guys, it always works.
Yeah, and so far this year, obviously last year, because of the transfer rules, you can play varsity. But so far this year, you've allowed just 29 hits and 41 and two-thirds innings. Are you kind of approaching this year differently in the games coming up to the hitters?
Obviously, I didn't have stats last year on varsity, really. So it's a lot different because a lot of these guys that played varsity last year, they never saw me. So I think I have a funky delivery, but I mean, they're just... It's not giving up hits as of right now, but.
Yeah, and kind of going more towards like a leadership side of things. You know, you're a senior starting pitcher. You know, people look up to you. How do you see your role on the team beyond just your performance in the games?
I think it's not just me, but as a program, when we're on the bench, we take a lot of pride in it. We take it as a culture. It's called bench mob, so. Well, I mean, we take a lot of pride in getting hype. We try to out-hype every single bench we play against, and that's just...
Yeah, and obviously chemistry, huge thing in the bench mob here. What's kind of the chemistry like with this group as a team, and how does that contribute to all the success and your personal success?
I mean, so last year, I mean, everyone knows a lot of the team was seniors. And basically this year, I mean, it feels like we were just all on JV last year. So, like, I mean, we all... played together last year, so we already have a lot of chemistry, and so it's just it makes it a lot easier when you know the guys that you have out there and you know what they can do. So
how important is the relationship between you and your catcher and Coach P, the pitching coach, Coach Vosberg, all the coaches?
My relationship with them, it's really good. You got to have a great relationship with your catcher because it makes it a lot easier for him to know what pitches you want to throw, where you want to throw them. If he knows what you do in certain counts, he can set up there. Makes it a lot easier getting hitters out. And then our pitching coach, he just trusts us with every pitch. So he's going to go out and he's going to see what pitches we have that day, what pitches we don't have. When he knows you as a pitcher, he knows what works. He has everything written down from years past. So all that. And then obviously our head coach Vosberg. I mean, he knows us all on a personal level outside of baseball, too. mean, he knows us. He knows what we're thinking when we're in the game, and he knows when to go talk to us and when to just let us go and compete.
And so far, what goals do you have for the rest of the season, both personally and as a team?
I mean, my goals are just to finish out the season strong. I mean, right now I'm pitching at a pretty high level, a lot higher than I thought going into this season. So, I mean, as a team and for myself, I think we want to hold up that sectional trophy.
And what do you plan to continue playing baseball at the next level at college at Indiana Wesleyan University? What's kind of like the mindset knowing that seeing this year on varsity, you're good enough to play at the next level? How's this going to kind of build up to the years in the future?
I think this is a great test for me to see how I'm going to do next year. Whether it be in the starts where I don't have my stuff, whether it be in the starts where I have everything, it's always going to be different. And it's going to be like that at the collegiate level because the competition is just going to get even harder and harder. So, I mean, it's just getting out like the good dudes this year and not allowing the top part of their lineup to get you. It's definitely going to help me for next year. I'm excited.
Yeah, and kind of looking back, what do you want people to remember your time here at Pelham Science, only being here for 2 years?
I want people to remember me as like a big leader, a big part of this program, even though I've only been here 2 years. I think I've filled that senior role well, knowing that we only have five seniors this year. We've had to do a lot more than probably seniors in the past because that senior presence isn't there. So like we got to step up as seniors to make it felt. And I want people to like remember me as like a workhorse, whether it be in the weight room, whether it be on the mound, just a guy that's just going to go out and compete and give everything every day.
Well, that will be all the time that we have for you, Jackson. Thank you for joining me for this ASN's Coach Show. Whenever you guys return, you guys will have more interviews right here on the Raven Sports Network, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0655. Or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by Adam Christensen, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Life, Auto, Home, and Farm Insurance located at 6521B South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 765-778-1754 or online at infarmbureau.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network's Coaches Show. Once again, I'm your host, Liam Davis. Joining along with me is my co-host, Mr. Martin. And we are back to talk to you guys about this week's upcoming sports around Pendleton Heights. Mr. Martin, do you kind of want to get us kicked off here?
Yeah, I can start us off here, Liam. So yeah, it starts this evening. I'll just look at kind of the snapshot of this week posted by Arabian Athletics. We have girls tennis. I believe you said actually that was canceled. They're supposed to play Noblesville this evening, but I believe that got canceled. And Unified Track has a meet at Mount Vernon. And of course, the baseball team takes on Westfield this evening at 6 p.m. as well. So that's for today's action, but obviously continues like throughout the week. I could give a snapshot of all those things, but that starts things off this evening. But there's a lot. I mean, there's golf matches this week. I think it's just once this week. There is a track meet at Newcastle on Thursday. They go against them at 5:30. I believe it's just a dual meet, so just Newcastle and Pendleton Heights. Softball's got a couple of matchups. Their first one, I've Max Ruff pulled up here, is I believe tomorrow. They face Connersville tomorrow. Sorry, I was looking that up real quick. And then they also face Mount Vernon, so that's another conference opponent on Thursday. That's actually their only two games this week. It's just Tuesday, Thursday. So they've had some busy weeks. I know baseball, you guys have had busy weeks and have another busy one this week as well with three straight games with Westfield and then the two games against Greenfield Central as well. So that was, kind of a snapshot, Liam, of so far of this week in terms of, baseball, softball, and then the few, like I said, the track meet on Thursday and then the matchups tonight as well.
Yeah, very busy week.
For sure.
Unified Track also.
They
travel to Mount Vernon tonight, 5:30 start time. And then also on May 7th, which I believe that is Thursday.
Right, that's at home, is that right?
Home against Noblesville.
Okay, nice.
That's a 6 p.m. start time. And then...
It's like, I think boys, I was really looking at it too. I think boys golf tomorrow has a home match against HSE.
Yeah.
And then girls tennis at Frankton, looks like.
Yeah, and then boys golf also has a Madison County tournament on May 9th.
That's a big deal.
Madison County tournament kind of got taken out for most sports except for golf.
Which, I think golf, and I want to say maybe like track and cross country, I think still has
track still has
it's all like the sports that are obviously team sports, but you have like an individual score you post, which is kind of, I'm sure you, Liam, as you know, a baseball player too, and even like obviously like manager for basketball too, it's kind of hard to see that, you know, go away because those sports meant a lot and were, you know, tournaments for so long. And even this year, I know they tried to kind of revamp it, still kept the name of Nick Mueller, but that tournament ended up getting canceled. I believe it was cold and rainy that day. You guys were supposed to play that little invite at Anderson High School as well. So good to still see, obviously, you know, I believe that's when that one's at Grandview on Saturday morning. So good to still see that there are some sports that still keep the Madison County tradition alive, and going up against your county opponents is always a big deal. And you want to try to bring that one home this weekend for the golf team.
Yeah. And obviously, like you mentioned, softball, only 2 games this week. So kind of a laid back week for them before they obviously have some more chaotic weeks.
Right.
As I'm looking, I see a lot of games in a row here right before sectionals. Sectionals, also a big thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Sure. You mentioned softball. They drew Greenfield Central in the first round. Do you by chance have like a bracket?
Actually, I do have. Yeah, they posted it on their Twitter. See, I can pull that up real quick. So Pendleton Knights will be playing in game 2, which is on, I believe, the Tuesday, May 26th. That start time should be about 7:30. We're still a few weeks away from that, of course. But yeah, Pendleton Knights and Greenfield Central game 2. But game 1 of that is Richmond and Anderson is the first game there. And then the 2 teams that got the bye. So on that side of the bracket, you have Mount Vernon playing the winner of Richmond versus Anderson in the first semifinal. That would be on Wednesday, the day after the first round on Tuesday. And then finally on the other side of the bracket, you have Muncie Central playing the winner of Pendleton Heights and Greenfield Central. So definitely an interesting bracket, Liam. I feel like Mount Vernon, they're always a solid team in any sport. And Pendleton Heights will play them a week from tomorrow, May 12th. I believe that's a matchup. That is at home. Or actually, no, sorry, what am I saying? That's this week. That's this week. My bad for messing that up. Yeah, that's this week, Thursday. Thursday night, Pendleton Knights takes on Mount Vernon. So that'll kind of be their first test to see. That could be a potential, you know, looking ahead. You don't want to do that too much, but that could be a championship matchup. But then Greenfield Central, of course, Pendleton Knights plays them a week from Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, May 12th, at home in a conference matchup. So that's their Pendleton Knights' first chance. They'll get to see them, I guess, twice in a couple weeks, which is kind of nice that they'll be able to get kind of the – the Ravens matchup is important, of course, but then you can kind of look ahead and see, okay, what can we do differently against this team when we play them in the first round of sectional? So I think it's an interesting setup, and like you mentioned, Liam, we can talk about that in a second too, but it's interesting how baseball team drew Greenfield as well. So I know it's random. They say it's a ping pong ball system, so it's strange how both baseball and softball both drew Greenfield Central in the first round of their respective sectionals. Obviously, the softball sectionals here, baseball sectionals over at Richmond High School. So interesting to see that set up, and I think both teams hopefully are set up for success. But I wonder the mindset, Liam, with the players and coaches, because you don't really focus on that yet because you guys still have a bunch of games in the season. But, I mean, it's good to know your opponent and kind of think and prep, kind of plan for that in the future. But I guess you still have so many more matchups, whereas usually for football you only have one game because it's announced the Sunday before the last game of the season. So you get a lot more, I guess, not as much time to think about your opponent, whereas this, it's like, you think about it, you got it last night, but then I'd say kind of put it in the back of your brain for the next couple of weeks because you got a lot of other matchups to try to win the conference and try to do those other goals you have for your season before you get into sectional play.
Yeah, obviously the baseball team lost to Greenfield Central last year in this sectional championship.
That's right.
So this year looking like a get-back year for varsity baseball. And also the winner of Pendleton Greenfield will play the winner of Mount Vernon Anderson. And at the very top of the bracket, the 2 teams that got a bye were Richmond and Muncie Central. So the winner of Muncie Central will go to the sectional championship. And then the winner of us, Greenfield, and then Mount Vernon, Anderson, and then whoever wins that game will be on to the championship round to face the winner of Richmond and Muncie Central.
So yeah, Liam, it kind of seems too, just like, you know, not that it matters, like strength of schedule and stuff like that, but it seems like Muncie Richmond, you know, may not be the strongest team. So it's kind of interesting that they're, you know, they're at the top and they'll get, I guess, an easier pass to the championship against, I would say, kind of a backloaded heavy part of this, the bracket there at the bottom of sectional number 9 there for Pendleton Heights to be at. But I think too, the thing we talked about before, it's like Richmond does have it's an old field. It's kind of historic in a lot of ways. I think minor league teams have played there back in, you know, the 40s and 50s. It's got a lot of history for sure. But I feel like that shouldn't be a factor. But honestly, travel could be a little bit because you guys, I know, baseball team plays the first game. I believe that's on that Wednesday, May 27th, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be, you know, an early start. I mean, you guys usually are playing about that time anyway. But, and you won't have any lag. I wouldn't think so. But it's the furthest trip you guys make over an hour on the bus there to Richmond High School. So I think you'll get accustomed to it, and it'll be, you know, that won't be a factor at all. But it is interesting just that, you know, they're the one team that is the furthest away and they're the ones hosting it. But they do have, you know, it's old facilities, but I feel like they've kept it in pretty good shape throughout all these years, and a lot of volunteers, a lot of time and effort gone into that. So it'll be interesting just to see how both teams, we want to have success obviously across the board, and still having on, it's kind of interesting too, because the way it works every year, it's after school is out and everything like that, after the holiday weekend of Memorial Day, obviously. So it'll be interesting to see both teams kind of dial back in. And yeah, girls are here, softball, but baseball going on the road, it'll be good to see how well they can kind of round into form and, you know, have an impressive record, I believe, for both teams going into that sectional matchup.
Yeah, and obviously we're all rooting for Pelham Science Athletics this week and for the future to come. But on that note, we will have to cut you guys off here. We are reaching our time with you guys, so we will get you guys back to some great music here, right here on 91.7 WEEM. This was the Raven Sports Network's Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.